From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump called Friday for tough new approach to Iran by refusing to recertify that Tehran is complying with a two-year-old nuclear agreement, although he stopped short of calling for the deal to be scrapped.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. Second, we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. Third, we will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
VOA's Andrew Palczewski shares some of the reaction from Europe.
The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany say they remain committed to the Iran nuclear deal and are concerned by the possible implications of Washington's decision to no longer back it in its current form. The three leaders issued the statement after U.S. President Donald Trump said he wouldn't recertify the deal. They urged the Trump administration and Congress to consider the possible security consequences before taking any steps that might undermine the deal, such as reimposing sanctions in Iran.
With the deal decertified, President Trump's actions now require Congress to reconsider the Iranian Nuclear Agreement Review Act, or the INARA, a U.S. law that requires the president to certify every 90 days that Iran is complying with the accord called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or the JCPOA. For additional stories and more, be sure to follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.